Olé, olé, it's go time!
To our new passengers, aloha and welcome. As you board, please move across your car to make room for everyone, and kindly offer available seating to those needing special assistance. The show will begin momentarily. Thank you.
Please stand clear of the podcaster. Por favor, manténganse alejado del David.
Welcome to Dave's Disney View podcast, provided on our own version of the information highway in the sky. For those of you standing, please hold onto the handrails throughout our journey and stay clear of the doors. For the comfort of others, no smoking, please. Thank you. Dave's Disney View is a look at the Walt Disney World Resort and sometimes beyond, as seen through the eyes of Dave, a frequent visitor, a one-time cast member, and an engineer who simply enjoys the magic and wonder of it all. Now, please keep your party together and put on your virtual mouse ears. And by all means, enjoy the show.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Dave's Disney View podcast. On my last podcast, I talked specifically about Spaceship Earth. On this episode, I'd like to play for you the audio from the second host of the show, one Walter Cronkite. Now, Cronkite, of course, was the host of CBS Evening News at the time, and he was the voice of broadcasting. He was referred to as Uncle Walter, and from the moment he covered the Kennedy assassination in 1963, he was pretty much a household name and was part of a family, hence the name Uncle Walter. When he lent his authoritative voice to the second version of Spaceship Earth in 1986, Cronkite would become more than just the narrator of the Epcot icon. As the Geosphere was the prelude to the Epcot experience, he would be perceived as the host of the entire park. Cronkite's renowned work in the broadcast journalism and his deep interest in the U.S. space program made him a perfect guide for the attraction which explored that very subject, and his distinctive narration provided the stronger statement that Imagineers were seeking to achieve in the attraction's 1986 makeover. Until 1994, Cronkite would convey a distinctly Epcot message. Ours is a time of unprecedented choice and opportunity, so let us explore and question and understand. Let us learn from our past and meet the challenges of the future. Let us go forth and fulfill our destiny on Spaceship Earth. So it made sense in 1986, Disney would use Cronkite to narrate the attraction that dealt with communications. Now here's how Cronkite's narration of the ride went.
AT&T welcomes you to Spaceship Earth and invites you to explore the story of communications. And now, your host, Walter Cronkite.
For eons, our planet has drifted as a spaceship through the universe. And for a brief moment, we have been its passengers. Yet in that time, we've made tremendous progress in our ability to record and share knowledge. So let's journey back 40,000 years to the dawn of recorded history. We'll trace the path of communications from its earliest beginnings to the promise of the future. When mammoth creatures roamed the land. But with spoken language, the ancient hunters learned to work together and meet the challenges of this hostile world. The skills of survival are passed on to new generations through the art of storytelling. Not trusting this knowledge to memory alone, our ancestors create a lasting reminder with cave paintings. Ages ages later, stories and knowledge are transcribed in complex pictures and symbols. Hieroglyphics mark the rise of written language. And soon, with papyrus scrolls, the written word begins to travel out across the land. The value of writing for accurate record keeping appeals to Phoenician merchants. They create an alphabet, simple enough for any to learn, and share this new tool at ports along the Mediterranean. Classic Greece, the alphabet grows and flowers with new expression, and a new stage of storytelling emerges, a stage on which we examine our world and ourselves. The theater is born. Built a mighty system of roads, a long-distance network to carry laws and tidings over a far-reaching empire. Glorious Rome falls victim to the flames of excess. Ages of knowledge are lost or forgotten in the ashes. But all is not lost, for Islamic and Jewish scholars continue to preserve ancient wisdom in noble libraries. In their travels, they record knowledge and share their findings with cultures east and west. In Western abbeys, monks toil endlessly, transcribing ancient writings into hand-penned books of revelation. The dawn of the Renaissance brings a wondrous new machine, the printing press. Now books and authors flourish as never before. Renaissance, a time of renewed interest in the worlds of poetry and music, science, philosophy, and art. Behold the majesty of the Sistine ceiling. On this wave of inspiration, we sail into a bold new era, an age of astounding inventions and ever-increasing progress in communications. Communications, we can send messages instantly over long distances. Signals and voices crisscross the nation. Radio and movies inform and entertain millions. Then television brings the world into our homes, profoundly changing our perceptions of life itself. Instant communications create an ever-increasing flow of facts and figures. To manage this growing storehouse of information, we invent the computer, a revolutionary tool made practical by the tiny transistor. Today, we're leveraging the technologies of communications and computers to store, process, and share information. And we're creating a vast electronic network stretching from our homes to the reaches of space.
Attention time travelers, your time machine is about to rotate through the temporary reconnect your time. Attention time travelers, your time machine is about to rotate through the temporary reconnect your time.
We have entered a wondrous new age, the age of information, a time of new promise and new hope for ourselves and Spaceship Earth. Understanding is unbounded by space and time. Centuries of information stand ready to reach us in an instant. Our link with the past, our hope for the future. Our knowledge and tools of communication will continue to grow and improve. We'll discover new ways to share our ideas and dreams, to create a better world for today, tomorrow, and tomorrow's child.
Time machine vehicle. We've had to make an unscheduled stop, but we'll continue our journey momentarily. Thank you.
lost child, embodying our hopes and dreams for the future. A future made possible by the information age. The technologies of this new era will extend our reach, expand the capabilities of the human mind, and help us shape a better tomorrow. Time of unprecedented choice and opportunity. So let us explore and question and understand. Let us learn from our past and meet the challenges of the future. Let us go forth and fulfill our destiny on Spaceship Earth.
AT&T, thank you for traveling through Spaceship Earth and look forward to serving you in the information age. For a look at today's information age technologies, we invite you to visit FutureCom in Communicore West. When the doors of your vehicle open, please gather your personal belongings and step out.
And of course, there was a song added that hadn't been the original attraction. And to borrow Walter Cronkite's famous line, and that's the way it is. And remember, if we can dream it, we can do it.
From all of us, thanks for taking a listen to the podcast today. If you're standing, please hold onto the handrails and stay clear of the doors until the show stops completely and the doors open. Ladies and gentlemen, please collect your personal belongings, watch your head and step, and take small children by the hand. As this concludes our journey, we hope that you enjoyed the show and that you drive home safely. Our thanks go to Doug at geekacres.net for his contributions to the show, and also to Craig for the original music you hear on the show. You can find Craig's music over at reverbnation.com/soundA. If you have questions, comments, or thoughts about the show, please feel free to contact Dave at davesdisneyview@gmail.com. Show notes and links to other great content on the web can be found at disneypodcast.net. Now, I will raise the safety bar, and a podcaster will follow you home.